This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ahead of many weeks, heading into the election, so very consequential. I can just feel it in every fiber of my being. So much at stake. Do not want to look back and say, I didn't do everything I could. Don't want to do that. Trump bus tour with Michelle Bachmann. Oh, I love Michelle Bachmann. She is a fearless woman. Absolutely fearless. Haven't seen her in too long. Looking forward to seeing her on the bus tour. Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. David Bossy and Corey Lewandowski and lots of other folks will be on the bus. The Trump bus starts down in Sioux Falls early tomorrow. Be in Moorhead by the end of the day. Last stop. I don't want to ruin any surprises, but if I were you, I would sort of keep an eye around Big Iron, somewhere in that Tuesday night, Wednesday morning time frame. Those folks might be coming by there for an early drive-by. Get to see them there, and then on to some other stops. Bemidji, the president, will be on Friday, 4 o'clock, Bemidji Airport. Are you going? Let me know if you're going. I want to know if you're going, so we can give a shout-out to everybody going. Just tell us the name in town. Name in town. Whether or not you're going, take it in. All right? We'll be at Big Iron all 3 days, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll be at the Butler Machinery Exhibit. They do it right. And if they have some innovation there you can't even believe, big year. New products in the Butler area at Big Iron. And that includes the 8600 TerraTrak Combine, the brand-new Horsch Joker RX unveiled in the Butler booth. 11 a.m. tomorrow, the new Fendt Ideal 8T Combine, the new Fendt Momentum Planter that has been on the crop tour this season, the brand new Fendt 700 with the all-new Fendt 1 Cab, and the brand new Fendt tractors, that were just released a few weeks ago. So how's that for a lot of innovation? See you at Big Iron. We'll be at Butler's, the Butler Machinery Exhibit. Sponsorships include North Dakota Farmers Union and Ellingson Companies as well. So we'll be talking ag and having a grand time next couple of days, okay? Well, I don't know about you, but after that last call related to some things shouted last night in Los Angeles, I think we need a pastor. We need Pastor Paula. And by golly, we have her on the phone. Pastor Paula White, back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well during these times, and done a lot of praying, that's for sure.
We have to, don't we?
We really do. I mean, this is unprecedented times. People are hurting. The whole entire nation has been through trauma, and we are just seeing, like you said, unbelievable acts of evil. There's no other way to say that. And as we pray and lift up families that are hurting and pray for this nation and keep the hands of our president lifted up, it's imperative because we are in times that are, I believe that, you know, God not only hears our prayers but answers our prayers, and we have to work as hard as we can and pray as hard as we can during these times.
We talked to you when your book first came out, Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Trials, and we talked a little bit about your journey with the president and how that predated much of his time at the White House, and your friendship with him started much before that. So you've had an insight in before most of America has seen Donald Trump. As personal minister to him, as spiritual advisor to him, I can't imagine that he wouldn't just feel the weight of the world on these things when it continued to throw everything at him. Is he got pretty good armor, or does he feel this stuff pretty heavy?
In know, he's human like all of us, so of course it impacts him. He's got a fortitude and a stamina and a supernatural strength. I don't know how else to say it. He obviously has a very strong core faith. He has a strength that is beyond most humans, and an energy that I've hardly ever seen, or it's very rare. He relies heavily on his faith, on his family, and on the things that really are important to him. He cares about this nation deeply. You know, as I've been with them quite a bit recently and walked through the funeral with him, with the death of his brother and the impact of that. That was his best friend and closest confidant. And, you know, the world just kind of continues to go on. He's president. But, you know, it was very difficult for him, very unexpected. And then I think if people would really stop and see, they might get a glimpse of the man that I've known for 19 years and have spent extensive time with in every different setting possible. At his rally recently, when the crowd just randomly started chanting, "We love you, we love you, we love you," and he paused, and he literally got choked up. And a lot of people say, "Well, it didn't seem real emotional." And he, when you know him, and he said, you know, "You're going to make me cry." And that was so sincere from him. And he said, "No, you don't want to do that because it could ruin my image." But imagine, because every day he's bombarded with just attacks from the outside, attacks from the inside, all around, pressure of being president in these unprecedented times, what we're up against with China, with the virus, with economy, wanting to help every American in every way, which he is. I mean, I could sit here and list all of his accomplishments, and it just blows me away that we would even have the kind of race that we are having, because this president has accomplished more in 4 years than, you know, Biden did in 40 years. And what we're facing, I mean, is just, you know, I tell everyone it's not a 3-year race. It's a 37-year with the Supreme Court justices. We know what he's done for the judicial system, for religious liberties, for people, lifting them out of poverty. But he keeps his hand to the plow. He keeps focused. He understands that he's serving purpose, and he cares deeply about this nation and the American people.
There was a ridiculous, is too kind, awful protest in front of a hospital where two deputies of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department were brought after being shot. The mob out front was blocking the entrance to the ambulance entrance, also was saying, "We hope they die, we hope they die," and also, "F your Jesus." And they weren't saying F, saying the whole word. F your Jesus. So
yeah.
I hear that and I say, okay, I know this is a battle of all battles politically, but it seems like it's more than that. It is, I mean, when that level of disgusting hate, is this a spiritual battle?
Absolutely. I mean, even as you say that, I feel nauseated to my stomach. My spirit is grieved. I'm hurting. I mean, this is not just out of wounding and rejection. This is absolute evil. Dr. Ben Carson said to me, we were doing something a couple months ago, and we work often, in fact, in L.A., working on the homeless and helping the most vulnerable, hurting communities. And he said, "Paula, we're not fighting Democrat versus Republican or black versus white." He said, "They're real evil enemies to America, and they are the same evil enemies to God," he said. And this is a spiritual warfare. And we really do recognize that. Ephesians 6:12 says that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, wickedness, and darkness. I'm reminded about Nehemiah, and when they started to rebuild the wall, of course, you go through Ezra and Esther and get to Nehemiah. And when God brought Zerubbabel out of captivity, they restored the temple, restored the altar, restored prayer. And then Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem raised up. And then these are real enemies that raised up. And they first start with threats. And, of course, they prayed and they prayed. And it says, you see the distress we're in. And the word distress means evil. And I think that as Christians and as believers, we have to say, God, you see the evil we're in. Because that's not even human. I mean, it's so, I, as a pastor in ministry for 36 years, when Rodney King was, shot, when there were the riots, when there was the beatings, when I literally for 2 years of my life lived and worked in inner city ministry in the Watts area, Jordan Downs, Nickerson Gardens, Wyverly, and saw over 50,000 people come to Jesus Christ. And looking back in the, 90s to where we are today, unfathomable to me. I cannot even begin to imagine, but this is how rapid and how fast the deterioration of our society has become when you have absolutely not just no value for life, but an absolute, or not just disregard, but a hate. This is beyond hatred. This is evil. So you have completely aligned yourself with Satan. So we have to fight this spiritually in prayer and fasting, and we've got to use our voice and stand up. And one of my friends says, like in an old wedding, they say, speak now or forever, hold your peace. We have to.
It's time, folks. It's time. We are near a big election. Look forward to chatting again down the road, Paula White. Thank you so much for what you do. We appreciate you. God bless.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota online at northlandpace.com.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get free t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza 2 for $12 too at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking? Grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job, what do you want to do with the rest of your life. After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Giant city, night is a wire.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Some good old-fashioned home cooking is waiting for you at PetroServe USA. Can I tell you about it? How about some Salisbury steak today? Sound good? Yeah, there you go. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. For all you folks coming from Big Iron, that West Main Avenue, West Fargo location is very close to the Big Iron grounds. So there you go. This is home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Perfect.
Yeah.
Salisbury steak there. Chicken fettuccine at the Fargo 12th Avenue location. Harwood has sausage potato. Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. You ready? Beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. All of the specials come with two sides and a bun. And today they have the Monday special, any fresh baked muffin for just 99 cents. They're good. PetroServe USA, home cooking. Grab and go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, 21 past the hour, and we got a little open phone time here because we're waiting for our next guest. And the whole back half of the hour today, we're going to do a little radio graffiti. What do you think radio graffiti is? Todd, any want to
venture a guess? One sentence only.
Alan Colmes used to do it that way. One sentence, yep. One sentence only.
You're like, I remember those shows. Those are
we'll
great.
We'll give you a little more than a sentence, but the idea was you could just call about whatever you wanted to call about, so you know. Hey,
which means don't say, hey, thanks for taking my call, because then that's your sentence.
Yeah, you don't want to use up your time. I'll give you more than a sentence, but you just bring whatever. And, you know, it could be, the Minnesota Vikings broke my heart.
Yeah.
I don't let a football team break my heart, but, I mean, it happens to some people.
I heard they played yesterday and lost. That's what I heard.
You're done, aren't you?
That's what I heard.
I was getting texts all day yesterday from people who said because those guys kneeled, they were done.
Yep.
Now, last year, correct me if I'm wrong.
Patriots won and Brady lost. That was
my
weird.
My friend Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spa at the Pool Tables 2, he could tell you every NFL team member, whether they're kneeling or whether they're not. I don't think there was one player that kneeled all of last year in all of that mess among the Minnesota Vikings.
Nope. But they lost me when they established and funded and awarded a $5,000 scholarship in the name of George Floyd. Sorry. Can't get behind it anymore.
Hey, if it pulls one kid off the hood and into a real life.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. They could do that all year long. Why do they need to do that? That was pandering. That was.
Of course it was.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing the game. That's all they're doing there. I mean, I agree with you.
But at least some good could come out of that.
I agree with you, Todd. Yeah,
there's so much more, though. They're pulling. They did that. They're not broadcasting the anthem. Texans didn't even walk out for the anthem Thursday night. It just goes on and on.
Let me say this.
Oh, yeah. I know. Disrespect.
They didn't blow the horn there. They usually do at U.S. Bank. But
yeah. I'm going to say something very controversial.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
George Floyd was made in the image and likeness of God, Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Just like all of us.
How dare you say that?
He is as loved by God as anybody is.
You bet.
And obviously, he was a troubled soul. And unfortunately, you know, the devil gets its grips in lots of folks. And in his case, it was drugs and it was other things and everything else. What's so shamefully wrong is that while there was clearly not the best decision making on the part of the law enforcement officer, and that'll be settled in the courts, that somehow this guy's a hero because of a, I don't know, decision by that particular cop to put his, but his troubles were much more than a cop putting a knee on a neck. His troubles related to fentanyl in his system and, you know, his run-ins with the law, refusing arrest, everything else. You should not ever glorify that. What message does that send to some kid in the hood, as you said, Todd, right? It says, oh, you can take fentanyl, you can resist arrest, and then you're a hero after all. But wait a minute. That's where they're wrong. But I'm not, I don't want to dehumanize George Floyd at all. But facts matter. Margie in Mandan is here. Margie, what's on your mind?
Pardon me? Mother Teresa. When you said radio graffiti, I got my one-liner.
Okay, good. We're ready.
Okay. Mother Teresa said when Roe passes Wade passed that this stuff was going to happen to America. If you do not respect your unborn, your country is doomed. She was right.
So true.
Yeah,
it's turned into, you know, again, the Democratic Party thinks killing a baby is health care.
Yes.
They think that's health care. That's their idea of health care. You can't even wrap your mind around that.
And taking a block in Washington is love for the summer. This is not Trump. This is pure, unadulterated evil. And I just cannot comprehend that people who love their families and love their children could even consider voting for a liberal Democrat.
Let me ask you a question related to this election.
Yes.
Do you think the abortion issue would be one, and you could have others taking God out of school, and, you know, I mean, the Democratic Party platform, you may remember, was the subject of booing because it included God in it at their national convention. Not this year, but last go around. You know, I mean, just so when you see that level, when you have thugs outside a hospital where law enforcement officers are brought and people are chanting, F your Jesus. F your Jesus. Do you think all of that accumulates to a point where there's a breaking point and you either have to wake up people that support abortion or want God out of everything or want God out of the platform have to repent, wake up, you know, see the error of their ways, or America as we know it doesn't exist anymore? What do you think?
I believe that everybody has a breaking point, and I truly believe that the Christians and the upright people of the United States of America is starting to break, and because they are, Trump will win. And yes, faith in our Lord, abortion, taking God out of the schools, the Democrats not wanting God in our pledge, all of this together has really boiled up, and with these people telling us to F our Jesus and block emergency room doors is a breaking point. I pray to God it's a breaking point and that Trump overwhelmingly wins.
Thank you, Margie. Nice to talk to you. See, if you give us what you gave us, you get more than a line. You just go till you're done. We love it. Thank you, Margie. More of your calls at 800-228-0550. Radio Graffiti.
Lifers Auction Company will be hosting our annual Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction Friday, September 25th in Bowman, North Dakota. This year's great event offers John Deere 9630, 7930, and 7730 tractors, Lowauer, New Holland, and John Deere windrowers, lots of great hay equipment, livestock equipment, harvest equipment, and more. This Pipers Auction also features dump trucks, semis and trailers, vehicles and ATVs, and a large assortment of tools and shop equipment. Join Pipers Auctioneers for this live and online auction September 25th in Bowman for online bidding and daily updates on inventory of this great auction. Log on to Pipers.com.
Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6. Hear from leading healthcare experts Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, plus DJ and Dell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, freedom health, competition, and the truth about vaccines. This is a once-in-a-lifetime educational event. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours at Eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health September 19th at the Bismarck Event Center.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department posting a $100,000 reward after a man is seen on surveillance video walking up to a cruiser in Compton Saturday night and shooting two deputies, both now expected to survive. President Trump spoke of the incident at a rally in Nevada last night.
When a vicious criminal walked up to their vehicle and shot them at point blank range. Tonight we send our love and our support to their families.
President Trump will get a first-hand look at the devastation caused by massive wildfires ravaging western states today. When he visits some of that devastation in California, the fires have left nearly 40 people dead in that state as well as Oregon and Washington. The president also has a campaign fundraiser in Arizona this evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Semi truck is not cutting it. You better put the GPS to 1500 Sabre Drive, Bismarck, North Dakota, home of DAC Diesel. Now, they are doing diesel repair work for all of this region, not just Bismarck. Folks are coming from all over to DAC Diesel because they want that repair and maintenance that has become famous from CJ and his team at DAC Diesel. DACDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. And you're going to get the benefit of a passionate crew that just love fixing diesel. Anything diesel. They love doing it. And you know what else they do? They have a number of enhancement products that allow you to really improve your mileage situation. So, clean out the engine good, get a few extra miles per gallon out of it. Can happen if you go to DAC Diesel. Tell them Scott sent you. They're busy guys there today. All right, we're doing radio graffiti till the end of the hour. And you can text your radio graffiti, or better yet, you can call your radio graffiti in. And it just means the topic, the subject can be anything. Anything at all. And we have a name for it now, thanks to one listener, Chicken Weenie Graffiti. There you go.
Love it.
Chicken Weenie Graffiti.
Thanks, Another Tom, texter. For that one.
Yes, thank you. Another texter. Did anyone in your listening audience watch the NFL yesterday? I've been a diehard Packers fan for over 30 years. Normally, the Packers versus Vikings game would be a big day for me. But since the league is pandering to Black Lives Matter, I didn't watch even one play. I wonder how many people are in that camp. Kevin is. See, I can't be counted because I could take it or leave it.
I had it on, but I wasn't really engaged per se.
Like well, I had projects going yesterday around the house. I would normally have it on the radio. I'd be listening. I didn't even do that.
Somebody said you were rooting for Kirk Cousins to throw that interception.
I'm just disenfranchised right now. I'm out for now.
Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind with Radio Graffiti and a perspective on the country. I'm ready for it, Brian.
Perspective from an atheist conservative. So the last couple of calls, I hear a lot about evil and God and stuff. And I just wanted to say, being an atheist and a conservative, the same rights that are afforded to you that protect your religious freedoms are the same rights that are afforded to me to have a lack of a belief of a religion or a way of thinking. So, you know, in my mind, I would fight to the death to protect that right for myself and for you guys. So I just want to give some perspective on what religion means to people, and not everybody that is part of this camp that's calling for Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the social justice. You know, not all of these people are atheists. Some of them are religious, too, and the same goes for the conservative side of things. So I just don't want to see people pushed away and alienated from voting for what's right. And to be honest with you, a wise man once told me long ago that you can't have morals without religion. I am living, breathing proof that that is not true. So no disrespect intended towards you guys, but, yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Trump 2020.
No, likewise. Anybody that's atheist, my reaction would be to pray for you to think differently at some point, because when you die, it's over. I don't want to die and have it be over, right? So I don't want that for you. But look, it's America. Your beliefs.
Nothing wrong with showing some respect. And I honestly think that most of the people who are in this camp of social justice, they're in a race towards inequality. And my grandfather told me years ago, you can't respect anybody until you respect yourself. So take care of yourself. You know what I mean? Get your life in order, and then you can start telling other people what to do with their lives. Or you can at least make the suggestion. Until then, take care of yourself.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you. Mike in Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Love your calls, especially on Radio Graffiti. It's just more fun. Any topic, anything goes. Shout out, by the way, to the good folks in South Dakota that attended the Lincoln Day dinner. South Dakota Republicans are a fired up bunch, I'll tell you. I was in Pennington County, Rapid City, on Saturday night, talking about being a happy warrior. And it was 9/11, so we talked about what a way to honor the heroes in Flight 93 who knew they were going to die. All right? They knew what was going on. They had received the messages from the ground, so they know what's going on. They know they're going to die. They huddle up and say, why don't we rush the cockpit for a long shot at taking over the plane, or if nothing else, crashing the plane. How's that for a happy warrior? Let's roll. In they go. We need to do the same. It was great fun. Appreciate it very much. Mike in Grover Beach, California. Second California call of the day today. My gosh, maybe there's hope for us to break through. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Just first of all, man, I want to tell you guys I love your show. I love the positivity. I love the way you guys are so upbeat about stuff. It's not COVID 24/7, 365. You guys actually talk about real things. And what I want to talk about is my atheist conservative friend that just called a minute ago. He keeps throwing around the word religion. It's not a religion, my man. It's a relationship. Jesus doesn't want you to have a religion. If it is, you can tell me then what religion God is. It's not a religion thing. It's a relationship. That's what he wants, and that's what you have to start with. Religion has always been taught to me as man trying to put God in a box. And, it's about a relationship. That's what Jesus said is come to me, and come. It's not a religion thing. Religion's a bunch of rules. It's relationship, and that's what it's about, having a relationship with your father. And I thought it was really odd to hear a religion conservative, but I mean, like you said, he's got his right to be that way, and that's fine. But like you said, I just pray that, he comes to understand a little bit more about who God is and who Jesus is, and get out of that religion thing and get into a relationship thing, okay?
Well said, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Right.
Let's see here. Who's next? Anonymous caller. You can be anonymous with your radio graffiti for sure. We don't care. Just let Daniel know that when you call. Hello. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is what's been on my mind every time I listen to you. Thank you so much for keeping us enlightened and informed. And your statement that North Dakota has great people with great ideas. We're truly God's country. But as this gentleman that was on before me, calling from California, we've got some good people listening to you. And just keep up the good work.
You're very, very kind. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Love the fact that you're listening. We're all in this together. 50 days till Election Day. And did you hear Paula White is, what would I say? I mean, she's one of the foremost evangelical leaders in the country, right? Did you hear the weight of the world on her shoulders in her voice? I did. You know, it's, we got to do this together. We have to do this with positivity. We have to be happy warriors. We got to go at it. Barry and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks for the call. I guess I have a few questions. One is, how do you go about getting a big Trump sign from a yard? And then my wife's a Democrat and her daughter, and they've been getting at least 6-7 of those absentee ballot things. So I've got maybe one. What's the reason for that? And how do you go about getting that hat? You guys are, you have your hat or something with a logo on it or something?
We'll be at Big Iron with hats, as a matter of fact. And now it's 50 days to Election Day. We're doing all kinds of 50 Days for Freedom fun. So you got to keep listening there. If you're in Moorhead, you said?
Yes. Yep.
So I've got a sign for you that actually somebody from Minnesota had won and then called and said they didn't need one. Same thing, by the way, for North Dakota. A guy in Bismarck, the sign had been ripped down, and then they fixed it. So I actually have 2 4-by-8 signs here. But I have one for you. I love the fact that it's up in Minnesota. And when you say your wife is a Democrat, I think, you know, this could convert her. The next 50 days, seeing that sign every day in your front yard, that could be the difference. So it's right. Yours. If you hang on, Barry, we'll get your name, and I'll put your name on it at our studios. Just stop by, 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Right next to Thunder Road. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate the call very much. All right. Let's go to Aberdeen. And Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, thank you, Scott. With all these weighty political, moral, spiritual questions, I kind of just wanted to lighten the mood a little bit today and give a shout out to a couple of friends of mine from back in my high school days who live in Fargo now, and they work at Paradox Comics and Cards, a little hobby shop in downtown Fargo. Shout out to Josh and Paul, a couple of very good friends of mine from back in the day.
I love it. Comic and Cards, huh? I didn't know even those shops were still around, so I was glad to hear. Those are always fun little spots to walk down memory lane and find that Rod Carew card from 1970, whatever. You know. I love it. Anyway, so... they got the shout out from you, Ryan. Thank you. Appreciate the call. And that's good on this fine little segment we call Radio Graffiti. Ryan in First Falls, Minnesota. You're next.
Yeah, I just want to comment on there. Of course, I'm Trump 2020. Okay, I think he works well for our beliefs, our morals, our values, our things that we want to move forward on. But we need to take a step back as Americans and get rid of the extreme, extreme, extreme right people, the extreme, extreme left, and quit listening to them. And we need to come together as Americans and realize that we have a common core value. We all want a good, prosperous family. We want a good jobs, good income. We want to be safe. You know, at the end of the day, whether you're white, black, orange, green, yellow, it doesn't matter. I think that our common core values for the vast majority of Americans are the same. We want to have a good life. Now, how we obtain that is what we have to talk about within each other that have different views. And so.
Hold that thought, Ryan. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Interesting conversation. More after this. Brought to you today by the University of Mary. School's on, folks. HughMary.edu.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
say you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next three, and that's easy to do when all three are covered with Fence Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of, and uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity, time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
Back to the phones we go. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, where are you at?
Hey, Scott. Today we are over in Fargo, actually, West Fargo over in Horace, doing some bursting over here. We've got a couple different projects going on. We got the HDD division doing some boring, and we're checking out some sewer lines here. Gonna see if we're going to reline them or if we're going to burst them and pull some new pipe in there for the customer.
Red Trenchless is your headache-free solution for trenchless residential and commercial drilling technology. And tell us a little bit about trenchless technology. What does that mean?
Basically, trenchless means you're going to eliminate the headache, the mess. You're not going to see all the dirt. The grass won't be tore up. We're going to go below all that stuff. It's very painless, and it's a very quick, easy process.
That means less disruption of traffic, business, of life. So go to reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call for an estimate, 701-204-0404.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Actual owner experience, new owner experience. Bought a 2018, and I know because it's a friend of mine, actually. Bought a 2018 Buick Encore. Schwann had a larger used vehicle inventory than anywhere else. Other dealerships said they're, well, having issues because of COVID and whatnot. I was able to find my Goldilocks car, she said. An all-wheel drive SUV with good gas mileage, low miles. And for a great price, even gave me a little money for my trading. Keep in mind, the salesperson was brave enough to let me test drive her on the block with one working eye after having surgery on her other eye. But see, that could be your experience too. Shop, click, drive, the lifetime powertrain warranties, the best in the business. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, we are also brought to you in part today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. That 24/7 hotline is a great way to do radio graffiti anytime. Just let us know what you think. And I really love it when people call and give a shout out about something they've seen where someone's demonstrating the Be the Buffalo spirit. That is just great. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Great way to go. Okay? Okay.
Let's see. We were chatting with Ryan in Fergus Falls, who was making some very good points. Ryan, go ahead and pick up where you left off.
I was just simply stating that I think that the way we change our country for the better, it's not going to come from someone pointing fingers, you know, whether it's a congressman or a president or whoever. We have to do that within. We have to chat with our fellow peers and have an open mind going in when we talk to these extremist left side people and you know, hardcore Democrats. I mean, we have to show them we have an open mind. We're willing to listen to what they have to say, and then we have to let them know why this reason or why our way is the way we believe. Because we know the way that we are headed, you know, with Trump guiding us is the correct way, but to have them see that, that's a whole other conversation. Rather than telling them and pointing a finger with an iron fist, I think we have to get them to open their minds.
Yeah, I think you have a great goal. I think you have a great goal. I think it's somewhat challenging, but it's worth trying, and that's where we should just be happy warriors and have those conversations. Somebody yelling "F your Jesus" at a hospital that where they're trying to block the entrance from two law enforcement officers that were shot in Los Angeles. I don't think that conversation is going to prove worthwhile.
No, I don't think so. I think that's a waste of breath and a waste of energy.
Right.
I think more commonly talking with, maybe your Democratic neighbor down the street that's leaning on the fence. You know, there's little things that we can do as people to come together, and obviously we're not going to change a nation overnight.
I love that. This is hard to have, but I've had the conversation. I've tried in a very calm fashion to say, "Well, what don't you like about Trump?" Oh my gosh, there's so many things. What's the worst one? What's the one that keeps you up at night? What is? Inevitably, it's a tweet or it's it's something about his behavior or the smallest of thing, honestly, that has set them off into this repudiation of the president of the United States. And you go, what about the economy? Have you seen what the VA is? What about our military? You could go through all these things and try and get them to think a little bit about it. If they're open minded, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think always that's the best way to go to try. I mean, that's the way you move the needle. What good does it do to sit here and be all frustrated about how, in our minds, idiotic, Joe Biden's supporters are, or these rioters are, or anything else? Just plot away.
Yep.
Just chip away. Do a little bit here, a little bit there.
A person's got to remember, for example, I recall when Barack Obama was president and when he stated that if I had a son, it would look like Trayvon Martin. Well, one of my best friends is African American, and that was a very troubling statement for me as being a young white male. I'm thinking to myself, why would we want to paint that picture? Why would we want to idolize somebody that acts in that way, okay? Well, I think that's how they feel when Trump puts out some of these tweets that probably are not the most respectful or the best. I don't think they're wrong all the time, but I think that's that they get that receptiveness as well, so...
Great conversation, Ryan. Appreciate you calling. Thanks a bunch. I'll never forget that comment. If I had a son, he'd be Trayvon Martin. Because to me, that was a classic Barack Obama.
Yep.
This is Barack Obama having no intention of healing anything. He's pouring gas on the fire in the middle of an already very tense racial situation. Poured gas right on it. Injected himself in it. It's his game. And we're still paying for some of that those tactics now. Drew and Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this white privilege thing I read the other day. Black privilege is being able to break every law on the books. And then after being caught and arrested, you resist arrest and you are still a victim.
Is that what it is? That's the definition. Interesting. Appreciate it, Drew. Thank you. Paul in Grand Forks, last call. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Paul. Hey, what have been the consequences for the people who destroyed the 1,500 stores in Fargo and a bunch in Fargo? It seems like there's just crickets. I don't see any publicity about how they're punishing those people. And how do we expect these people to back off when there are no consequences for bad behavior, very bad behavior?
Yeah, interesting. That's a good question, just to follow on. I know there have been at least one, maybe more, that have been charged on the federal side. I don't know yet about the local ones, but it's a good question. We should check into it, Paul. I don't think it's been 1,500, but there were a number of
buildings. When the world changes,
God bless.
You change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
With the COVID pandemic and talk about vaccine mandates, it's time to ask big questions about your safety and health care rights. Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6 with Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, and DJ Indell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, health freedom, competition, and the truth about vaccines. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.